بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of a speech delivered on March 10th, 2022 by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with the chairman and members of the Assembly of Experts. The meeting was held at the end of the 9th session of the Assembly. There is a well-known sentence in the Commander of Faithful's letter to Malik al-Ashtar. Imam Ali Salam tells him to employ people with such and such characteristics. He mentions certain qualities and says that Malik must choose, as his colleagues, people with those qualities. After mentioning those qualities, he says, you should have a piercing eye in this matter, because this religion has formerly been a prisoner in the hands of vicious persons. This is astonishing. The Commander of the Faithful says this to Malik al-Ashtar, 20 plus years after the Holy Prophet's demise. This is a reference to the domination of Bani Umayyad and the like. They were people who would pronounce morning prayers with 4-6 rak'ats instead of 2. And after that, they would say, we were well, we feel great. If you wish, we can even say longer prayers for you. They are the manifestation of this, because this religion has formerly been a prisoner in the hands of vicious persons.
دنیای اسلام یک
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
When action was taken according to passion and worldly wealth was sought, such individuals use religion as a tool for achieving wealth and realizing their selfish desires. We, whether ourselves or our people, seek shelter in God, the Exalted, and ask Him to protect us from these hard snares set by the Satan. I hope that we ourselves will listen to this advice first and that it will influence others as well. Dear God, by the blessedness of Muhammad and his household, make this month a blessed month for the entire Islamic Ummah and for the dear Iranian nation. Dear God, make the holy heart of the Imam of the Age satisfied and pleased with us. Help us benefit from the prayers and the satisfaction of the great personality, and send our greetings and regards to him as well. Greetings be upon you and God's mercy and blessings.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.